it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. It's such a joy and such an elation for me tonight to have this evening's guest with us. Tonight we are talking with famed numerologist Julian Michael, who is one of my favorite guests of all time and certainly one of my favorite people on the planet. And I've had Julian on as a guest on multiple shows and all of my radio shows and television shows, and I keep bringing him back and back. And each and every time I talk to him, I learn more. I grow more. I've evolved more. I am conscious at a very different level, and I keep wanting to dive deeper and deeper and deeper into the knowingness of humanity, into all that's out there. You might have seen him on all the top talk shows and news shows, everything from talking about the presidents to the state of war to everything that's going on as our planets align. His newsletters and daily pearls are something that I live by and share with my audiences globally and worldwide. And he is the go-to person. If you have a question, if you need an answer, if you are moving, if you are looking for a phone number, a house, a relationship, or even something in yourself, he's the person that all the celebrities go to and all of the people that are really the seekers and searchers of the world go to look for the answers and those evolutions in themselves. And so it is always a privilege and an honor to introduce to you tonight's guest, Julian Michael. Julian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. Happy evolution.
Thank you. It's such a joy having you here. It is summer. I can't believe that these seasons have just popped by so quickly. And so much is happening in our world today. The last time I think you were on, we talked about the march in New York.
Was that the last time? That was a year
yes.
ago.
Wow.
That was September of last year, 21st. And there were, what was it, something like over 125,000, 200,000 people on the streets of New York marching for the ecology of the earth and all its consciousness, as well as everything that's going on to preserve it and to celebrate it. It was extraordinary, yes.
I love your life. I love it. And you were just saying you were at this incredible concert last night.
David Gilmour of Pink Floyd.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the Square Garden with unbelievable 25 feet from the stage on the right-hand side. And he gave a performance that was priceless.
Just magnificent. I love your life. And I love the way that you lead things. And just the magi that you bring to every essence and every moment and every being and every day. And I just wanted to jump back for just a second because this is a new show. As you know, we're new on this network on PBS.
Yes.
And so we have a lot of people that are new to us and to the, you know, to a lot of the world and things that we're talking about. And so for those that are new to the world of numerology, can you dive just a little bit into an understanding to help people be able to clarify what that mystical, magical world may be?
Well, there are numbers everywhere. We see them everywhere. We see the 11s when we go to the supermarket. The cash register registers numbers, telephone numbers, addresses. There's numbers everywhere. And what Pythagoras said is everything in the universe is number, and the number has meaning. It has consciousness. And Pythagoras is the father of mathematics, A squared plus B squared equals C squared, as well as the father of numerology. And what numerology is, being a science, it's finding the soul signature. Each person who's here on this planet has a purpose. Each person born here has a heart's desire, a personality, a destiny. They have their ups and downs. They go through all kinds of different cycles. And what numerology purports is that there's a reason why you are going through what you're going through, and that's because of your name and birth date. And it sounds a little crazy. It's like, wow, you know, how could my name mean something? Well, the interesting thing is that your name is made up of letters. Those letters correspond to numbers. There we are with numbers again. And those numbers have their own language. And Pythagoras, a great mystic philosopher, he, in his mystery schools, he taught that we go from one life to another life, and our names are sacred codes of our evolution. And we're the ones who understand what we're here to understand about ourselves and how to go about living our lives. And even though your parents named you, you named yourself. So whatever is on your birth certificate, your name at birth, that's a blueprint. And that's a blueprint of your soul signature. And it's easy, it's fast, it's extraordinary. And I've been doing it for over 35 years.
It's incredible. I've watched you. I've been in a crowded audience and have literally watched you have somebody stand up and say their name, and you've been able to tell them about things about themselves that, like, nobody knows about their lives. I mean, I've seen people be absolutely astounded, like their jaws hit the floor with the information that you could spat out in just mere seconds when somebody tells you their name. It's incredible.
Because it's understanding the language. It's soul mathematics. And when you understand the language, and it comes down to the basics. And when you understand the basics, the numbers start talking to you. They're like angels. And these angels are flying around everywhere. And all of a sudden you start noticing the numbers because you know about the numbers. And these numbers are communicating to you. They're saying to you, hi, how you doing? Just want to say that I love you, and look at this in your life. If you're dealing with threes, let's say, because three is all about communication. So if you see threes all of a sudden, you're being asked, maybe it's for you to look at how you're communicating, how you're expressing yourself, and the way you are to a person or to people, are they listening? And on top of that, do they really understand what you're saying?
That's incredible.
And then, are you listening to what is being said inside of you, to your own inner worlds, to your own guides, to your own self that is always communicating to us one way or another? Are you listening to your inner self, your heart's desire? Are you listening to your passion, or are you fighting with yourself? So everything is in numbers, and again it's very easy. Once you have a name and a birth date, you can just understand what the person's purpose is and what they're going through in their life in a matter of, as you say, seconds.
And then, Julian, what happens when someone changes their name? Let's say, you know, they decide to have a new name, or they get married, or they become mm-hmm. a hyphenated person. Or
mm-hmm. Well, what you're doing is you're changing frequency, you're changing energy. And again, it's important to understand what letters you're adding, what you're subtracting, if you're subtracting. Women have a tendency, in the old paradigm, I'm talking in the 20th century, where they dropped their maiden name and they took their husband's name, let's say. And now I find more and more, and I also recommend that the woman keeps her name, but also adds her husband's name. and have those two energies beside each other. So it's a very beautiful compromise, a beautiful divine harmony taking place with these energies of male and female energy.
That's great. And so when you see a 111 or a 444 or a 3, then you should absolutely take notice of that. Or, I mean, other than noticing it and saying, gosh, I see that all the time, there's something that you should be listening to in your own heart and spirit and self.
It's like a recurring dream. If you have a dream that's reoccurring, that dream is asking you, hey, take a look at something that's going on in your life. If you have numbers that are reoccurring, the same thing. Hey, there's something going on here. It's time for you to understand. And it's very easy. Just go to my website, julianmichael.net, and you can check on my newsletters and all the information that I have there, and check out what the basics is of the numbers.
It's just brilliant.
So then you can be open with mind, body, and spirit, and have your eyes and your whole being open to this amazing language that's taking place that has guided so many people.
It's mystical and magical and wondrous, and I love your daily pearls. And I know we're going to jump to a break in a couple minutes, but before we do, can you just talk about those daily pearls? Because I mean, I think that that's something that everybody, once you read them, it opens something inside of you, and it allows you, even beyond your newsletters or beyond the pearls, to everything that you see and touch and feel and think, it allows you to be open in a very different evolutionary way for the rest of your day.
Well, thank you. The pearls are pearls of wisdom in compliance to the day, and the day is a pin number. So any day, for instance, what's today?
Today is the 12th.
Right. So it's the 12th of April. So you add 4/12 and it's 2016. So, and you break things down. You can break things down. So the 12 is 1 and 2 is 3. Remember, it's soul mathematics. You add to the digit. And 2016 is 2016, which is a 9. So we're in a 9 universal year. So it's a 2. So we have now a 4 from April. We have the 3 from the day, which is a 7. And we have that 9 from 2016. So today's code is 439, which comes out to a 7. So today is a 7 universal day. So it deals with the 7, and 7 could be the 7 musical notes. So today I did speak about the 7 as something to do with music and the connection with the musical spheres of the universe. So the 7 is also that of the magician. It's the vibration of the person who takes time for themselves to connect with themselves on a deeper level, opening themselves up to those infinite possibilities that exist all around us. So today I wrote, and it's usually very brief, but today I wrote, ride heaven in a 4. Communicate with no limits on day 12/3, because 3 is all about communication. Breathe in the God molecules from music in 2016, which is a 9, equals a 25/7 universal day. To bathe in the colors, frequencies of songs and sounds, and be excited as you're being healed, empowered, with the grace of the gods in music.
Oh, awesome. Just incredible. And before we jump to the break, can you just tell people how they can get those?
On Facebook, I'm Julian Michael, and you can always befriend me. On Instagram, I'm Soul Magic, SOLMAGIK. On Twitter, I'm Julian Michael 11, and there's another one. LinkedIn, I'm Julian Michael. And also, read my newsletter, my April newsletter, which has a lot of fun things as well as secrets of what April is all about. And that's on julianmichael.net.
Wow. Well, I'd love to talk about some of those secrets when we return here from break.
Let's do it. So, all right.
More Julian Michael when we return here on Passionate Living. Nicole Brandon, we are back on Passionate Living with famed numerologist Julian Michael. Julian, I always love having you on these shows. I'm so excited when you come on. Like, I'm like a little kid running around all day long saying to everybody, do you know who's on tonight? Julian's on tonight. And it's such a joy. And we'll have to have you back when we can open the mics, because we can do that here. And because I know we've done that on other shows. We've had people just like an hour, you know.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Up the show, and there's still people hanging on the line, just, you know, beating down the phone lines to talk to you. And it's always so much fun. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, if we can even get into some, you know, scandalous stuff today, is politics. Can we talk about this election?
Well, what do you want to know?
Come on.
This is an election of elections, right?
It is an election of elections.
It seems like we're always thrown a curve by the gods.
They had, so now, after one of the debates, I guess about a month ago before I was in New York, I was watching one of the debates, and then they had on the news that evening, they said that the website that, you know, had the most hits the next day or something was How Do I Move to Canada? And that the Canadian website actually crashed because all of these people, is just such a kinetic, crazy energy. And we have so many young kids, like 10 and 11 and 12 and 14-year-olds that are so involved in this election. I don't remember so many children being involved in an election like this ever before.
Well, each candidate has their way. Each candidate has their way of speaking, communicating to the heart and mind of the people, and some are brash, and some are educational, and some are, it seems like they're programmed and controlled. So which ones do you want to talk about? who do you want to start?
Let's start with Hillary.
The person,
just since ladies first.
Wants. Oh, right. Ladies first? Okay. Well, again, You take the name at birth, and as a numerologist, that's where the foundation lies. And from the name at birth, you can understand more of what's going on with the person, as well as what energies are missing. What is it that they're here to work with? What is it that they're here also to do in their path, in their life purpose, in the essence of who they are. So right away, let's just take the first letter of the person's name, H. So H is an eight. So the eight is all about power, money. It's about banks. It's also about how to delegate that power. So a person with an H, a person like Hillary, right away is being put into a position of power. And she's being asked, what is it that you're going to do with this? And how are you going to be in control? And if you look at her history, this woman has done very well from being a lawyer to Secretary of State. And now she's running for president, which is her ultimate dream. So Hillary Diane Rodham comes out to a 15-6. And what that means is each letter corresponds to a number, and the six is the destiny. And the destiny is what you're striving for. So the six is a person who is mothering, is a woman who is also that of the teacher, is that also of a woman who can really speak her mind and very persuasive, which Hillary is. You see that she is born on October 26, 1947. So I see birth dates, darling, as PIN numbers. We have PIN numbers to computers, to bank accounts. We have PIN numbers to our soul's account, month, day, and year. And these three energies create the fourth energy, which is that of your main energy. And these energies, they tell us our opportunities, our challenges, our lessons, what's happening to you in your life path this year, this month, this day. Everything is there. So her 10, and let's break down the 10 to a 1. The 26, 2 and 6 is an 8. 1947, 1 and 9 is 10, 14, 7 is 21, 2 and 1 is 3. So her code is 1833. So she is a 3, which is all about communication, expression. And the fact that Hillary can, she can talk herself out of anything, as we know. With Benghazi, with everything else that has been thrown at her and that she has created, manifested in her life. She has the 26, and the 26 being her day of birth, I call that the Zeus vibration. And Zeus is the god in Greek mythology. And it's the last number, the 26th. Of the alphabet. So it's the Z vibration. There's the eight again, the eight of her H. So here's a woman who is very much into power. She's very much into the financial as well as that of the political structures. She is a 10-1, being born in October. So she's learned how to stand on her own feet. And she's strong. She's fearless. You can throw anything at her, and it doesn't take her too long to figure it out, and she'll come back at you. So she's learned throughout her years how to be this powerhouse, which she is. She has double threes. 1947 is a 21, which is a 3, 3 threes. Whenever a person has double in their birth date of those four energies, month, day, and year, and the sum of, it means a lot of opportunities and lessons and challenges. And first you have to overcome the challenges of the three. And that is everything from having scattered energies, also in a person who can have great jealousy, great envy around them, as well as a person who also could be not telling the truth as much as they deserve to. And at the same time, the three is, again, expression, communication, writing, speaking, as well as communicating on levels where they are really making a difference. What's interesting about Hillary is that there's something called personal years. The personal year cycle is you add the month and day, and you add the last year of the person's birthday. So the 10, which is a 1, the 26 is an 8, which is a 9. And on her birthday, she's going to go, and she still is in 2016, which is a 9. So 9 and 9 is 18, 9. So she's in a 9, she's in a 9 personal year. What's interesting about the 9, it's about completion rather than beginnings. And it goes from birthday to birthday. So as she's in 2017, she still is in that 9. So if she was to become president, she's still in the 9 going to a 1. So what I'm feeling about her is that if she does become president, there could be some complications with possibly her health.
Hmm. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because, the 9 is about cleaning and cleansing the house. And it's not about new beginnings. So there's something a little off here. And it would be wise to look at her and her health, and as well as other matters in regards to what's happening to her. And at the same time, she's a powerhouse.
Yes, absolutely.
A powerhouse that has also history. History with the banks, history with the pharmaceutical companies, history with politicians, history with investment companies, history with her own Clinton Foundation and all the connections and all the people. This woman has a history with many people.
Absolutely.
And if that's good or bad, I tell people, Google, do your own research, make up your own mind.
I love that you say it's a time of completion, and the fact that you can look and see the power from her childhood, from her youth, her drive, her goals, her dreams, the same way that you're saying the H is like in the banking, and that there's a certain power and a certain energy. And I can't wait to hear about our other candidates. I know we're going to break in just a minute, but when we come back, stay tuned, because it is a roller coaster ride. And certainly we want to hear absolutely everything that's going on. And the fact that you can see this as a pattern of their life, or that for each of us, is so remarkable to me. And so if you're out there in the audience right now and you're really interested in your life path and your life journey from birth, or maybe you've married and changed your name and the energy has changed, or you want to shift something or even see how you can gear yourself towards more success or prevent health issues or any of these things that Julian's talking about, be really fabulous to connect with him and to open the door to the inside world that awaits you, along with the numbers that are aligned and are your personal PIN number. So more when we return here on Passionate Living with Julian Michael. As old as time,
as it can be. Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with Julie and Michael talking about the election. I am absolutely riveted and on the edge of my seat. So I've learned all of this about Hillary now since we did Ladies First, from her childhood and her power name, and that she's in a year of completion, which I love when we talk about health issues. And then, of course, there are the other two points of this triangle. Bernie and Donald, and who do you want to, do we just toss the coin up in the air, and who do you want to start with?
Go ahead, darling, toss the coin. Which one would you want to hear?
Let's talk about Bernie.
Okay. Well, Bernie Sanders is someone that I wrote about in my newsletter in March, because I came across a very interesting relationship with Bernie Sanders' birth date and that of the birth date of 7/4/1776.
It sounds very bicentennial-ish.
It's Independence Day. Bernie's born, and Bernie Sanders... Bernie Sanders he's born September 8th, 1941. Interesting that his 8 is in relationship with Hillary's 8. I'm also a past life regressionist and a hypnotherapist, and looking at the numerology of the candidates, as well as understanding about past lives. All of these candidates have been with each other before, in one way or another. So this is for them, okay, all right, who's going to win it this time? Back to Bernie. September 8th, 1941. So September is a 9, which is a 9. 8 is an 8. 1941 is broken down to a 1 in 9 is 10, 4, 1, 15, 1 in 5 is 6. So his code is 9, 8, 17, and the 6 is a 23-5. Or as a numerologist, I've been doing this for a long time, I like compound numbers. So let's take the 9, the 8, and the 1941, which is a 15, and we get a 325. 7/4/1776 comes out to a 325. In numerology, that's known as the heralds of light. So this is a very powerful vibration that is connected with not only Independence Day, but also Freemasons. It's a person who is the way shower. It's a person who is and embraces opportunities, duty, and responsibility. They're the wise warriors, and they're the ones that bring a message of freedom to the world. So what's interesting about Bernie Sanders, in looking at his history and where he came from and what he's all about, he's always fought for the little guy. And you can Google it, and you can look at the fact that he's been a congressman for over 35 years and everything that he's done and who he knows and what he's all about. And he's not a threat, but he is like the sage. He's like the elder. What's interesting and what interested me when I found out that he's a 325, the Heralds of Light, as 7/4/1776. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to listen to him speak. And when I was listening to his speeches, he always talks about, let's think out of the box. And that's what the five energy is. The five energy is a person who disturbs people in a very charming way, because they're the ones who show the old paradigm, but they're showing the new paradigm, and they're basically saying, hey, wake up and think out of the box. It's time for you to understand more than what is being fed to you by the media, by television, by people speaking, radio, television, all that. Think for yourself, but in thinking for yourself, think outside of what your norm is. And that's what his speeches are about. And I'm saying, wow, this is exactly what this energy is all about. And the fact that he was born in the 9 September, which is 9, and 9 again is completion, and 9 is also the vibration of that of a person who has the understanding, has the knowledge, and they come from a place of truth and love. And again, listen to this guy speaking, and he's radiant, powerful, and he talks to the poor, the middle class, even the rich, where he's telling the rich, you know what, guys? It's time to share yourself, right? It's right. Time to do some tithing here. It's time for you to also not just take it for yourselves. It's time for you to be mindful of other people and what they're going through, and know that you can make a difference by being helpful. I grew up and I went to college in New York in the 70s, City College of New York, and it was free intuition. It's amazing. But darling, when I completed, I knew that it was going to be the last time that this would exist, because one, it gave people free rein to select and do what they wanted to do, and they didn't have the pressures of what college students have now, of paying for your tuition and being in debt, not thousands of dollars. We're talking about $100,000. Some people $200,000. They come out of school and they're in debt for $200,000. And I just saw the extraordinary film by Michael Moore.
I love it.
It's called "Who Are We Going to Invade Next?" And what it's about is other systems that are political, social, economical, as well as medical, outside of the United States, and how they deal with the people, and all the different systems, the educational system in Italy, the punitive system in Sweden, all this. And it's extraordinary. And this is one of the things that this particular candidate, Bernie Sanders, talks about, the fact that, hey, if other countries can do it and other people can do it, and we're the supposed strongest and most powerful country in the world, maybe it's time that we start thinking about doing something for the people and not just for corporations and industries, as well as for people who already have everything. So Bernie is a very interesting subject. And he's 9-8. That's an 8. This is 2016, but his last birthday was in 2015, which is an 8. So 9887, he's going from a 7 to an 8. And the 8 is all about power. Interesting, though, he's in the 7, which is all about that of being the Merlin, the sage, the one who's able to direct people with information from the source, from the seven chakras, the seven musical notes, the seven colors of the rainbow, the lucky seven vibration, the seven that's connected with that of this very sacred vibration that when you're aligned, you can connect and access whatever it is that you need in a seven. So I feel that Bernie will go so far in the next couple of months, but I feel that Hillary will overtake Bernie, unfortunately.
Wow, this is remarkable. And I know we're going to jump to a break now, but I just am loving this information. And it's always so wonderful to have you here and to learn from you and to explore with you. It's fascinating beyond measure. And the way that you figure everything out, the way that you do it
here,
so
quickly. Yeah, thank you. What's interesting here is, though, that Bernie has created already a revolution, because you were talking about the young are really getting involved in politics. He's really allowing people to do their work on their own, to do their own research, to do their own studies, to really get in touch with what the Constitution is all about, what this country is all about.
I think that's so true, Julian. And I know we're just jumping off to a break. When we come back, I'd love to pick that back up. And so thank you for opening that door, which is really one that we all should be going through right now. So more when we return here on Passionate Living with Julian Michael. Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome back to Passionate Living. Tonight's guest is Julian Michael, and we are absolutely swirling right now with all this information about Hillary and Bernie Sanders. And just as we were going to the break, we were talking about all the kids that are getting involved in this election, which to me is an absolute phenomenon. I've never seen anything like it. My niece and nephew are 13 and 15. And they are so involved in this election. And all of their friends talk about it. I'm just flabbergasted.
Well, as I said, both candidates, Bernie and Hillary, they're opposites, which is fascinating because it's probably rare where two candidates of the same party that they think differently, and they want to do things differently, where Hillary wants to continue with the Obama system, and at the same time, she has great allegiance with the banking, financial, as well as pharmaceutical and natural gas and everything else companies, where Bernie Sanders doesn't. And again, do your research on what fracking is. Do your research who and what Monsanto is doing, where Hillary's main campaign advisor is an ex-Monsanto lobbyist. Do your research to find out, is it possible to have a educational system, as Bernie says, and if it works anywhere else on this planet. And you'll find out that there are countries that do have it in Europe. So it's interesting that these two are in the same, again, Democratic Party, and they're totally opposites. And that's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen in the next months, especially in the next election here, not election, but caucus here in New York, and what's going to happen in regards to the delegates and the superdelegates and all that. it's like watching a movie and asking who's writing this movie. So, talking about movies, you have Donald John Trump.
Yes.
And Donald John Trump is a five destiny, the five that Bernie is. So it's interesting that the five is a person that is out of the box, but the five also is a person that is all about freedom. And what I have found out with numbers, darling, is that not everything is so positive and Candyland as the game was.
I remember Candyland. It was one of my favorite childhood games.
That's right, growing up in the 60s and 70s, 80s. Five is a person who also can be abusive of freedom. And we see that with Donald Trump, especially that he has a 14-5, 68-14-5 of all the letters of his name at birth. And that's a person who, that's a karmic vibration, a person who has misused and abused freedom in previous lives in this life. So he's here to understand about freedom, and we're here to understand what he means in regards to being free and not free. So he's a teacher teaching us, wow, how we're supposed to deal with people, because I don't know if I want to deal the way he deals with them. Now, his birthday is 6/14. Hello, here's that 14 again, which is that 5. So he has that karmic vibration in his birth date, 6/14/1946, which comes out to a 40/4. And there's also an underlying 22, which is a master builder. No mistake that this man is not only an architect, but very intelligent. He's very smart. And he's learned a long time ago, he's not the one making the decisions. He has people around him who are the people that he can brainstorm with and he works with and he sees what goes on and not. What's interesting also about a five is they're very good at marketing. And
you can't imagine Donald, that watching him, right?
Donald is amazing when it comes to marketing. He knows how to market anywhere and everywhere. He can, as they say, he can sell you ice cubes in hell. So he has that capacity, that authority. He embraces that, and he knows how to use that with charm and everything else. He's a 6/14, 6/5. He has the 20/2, and the 2 there in his year of that pin number 6/5/24. That's his relationship with his own mother and with females. And we don't need to go further in regards to how he is with women, females, his mother, how he is in regards with his own children. And believe it or not, he's authoritarian, but he's straightforward, and he treats them very well. He treats them as gold, which he surrounds himself a lot with. 6/14 is a 20, and his birthday will be in June, and that's a 9, 29/11. So he's going from a 1 to an 11, which is a 2. So his personal year from his last birthday to this one is a 1, which is all about new beginnings. It's planting seeds. It's a person who has ideas and aspirations and goals. So he definitely is in the right position at the right time with the right numbers to be a person who is understanding more of the next years ahead, and he's the one that is taking charge and leading and doing whatever it takes to make this happen. And at the same time, he has people everywhere and in every nook and cranny speaking about him, against him, trying to bring him down, because he's his own person. He's not of the boys' club. He's not of the political club. He's of the financial club. And what's interesting in his charm is that it's going to be interesting, especially if it's going to be Hillary against Donald. If people are going to embrace the political structure of Hillary and what she stands for, or someone like Donald, who's far into this political structure, who keeps on saying, you know what, I can't be bought. And on top of that, I know how to deal with these people, because you deal with them through compromise. You deal with them how you sell them a car, how you sell them a house, how you sell them a hotel. So that's a whole different paradigm, and we're not used to that.
Right.
We're not used to a candidate coming from that place. And also, people, I feel, are getting tired of the same political game. So that's a big plus for Donald. But what also is interesting is that he goes into an 11, which is that of, it's known as the messenger of light and the messenger of darkness. It's a person who is of the truth, as well as a person who can also come from that place of showing what their true colors is. And in the last weeks, Donald has been doing that. So it's going to be interesting if he can keep on this energy, this field of radiating, as well as convincing people that they don't need to go the political path, the political way, but his way, which is the only way, which is a way where he can make a difference. And that difference is that he's a revolutionary, and he doesn't abide by rules. And that's why the Republican Party is doing whatever they can to overthrow his even nomination in the Republican Party, because this guy is unpredictable, and the Republicans don't like unpredictable people. They're very conventional. They're very much into their paradigms and their programs and their way of thinking and doing and being. So it's going to be an interesting contest. And I have a feeling that if it comes down to Donald and Hillary, believe it or not, I feel it's going to be Hillary.
Right. I had a feeling that was your feeling.
if you look at what's happening around, especially around the world and everything else, it's a woman's movement. But what's interesting about Hillary is, yes, she's a woman and she would be the first woman president, but at the same time, she's not as free of a thinker, and she's not as mindful as Bernie Sanders, as well as what freedom stands for. She'll just continue the same path, which is that of manifest destiny with countries that don't abide to American politics and our way of thinking and doing and living in regards to feeding the corporations and the military complex and everything else, and not really taking notice of countries such as the Palestinians or what's happening in Africa and stuff like that, because she has her favorites.
Just incredible. So, Julianne, I know that we're coming to the top of the hour here. Can you tell us again how people can find you and your polls? Because I know you're following this election very carefully. So people that, if you were listening to this, and you're riveted and you want to hear more and continue on this pathway of, as we're getting closer and closer to the election, I know that you're going to continue in the evolution of, you know, your predictions and your printings. And I would love to be part of that.
Well, julianmichael.net, that's my website. Facebook, Julian Michael. Instagram, Soul Magic, S-O-L-M-A-G-I-K. You have LinkedIn, Julian Michael. You have Twitter, Julian Michael 11. You have my telephone number, which is also 323-384-1333. 323-384-1333. Give me a holler.
Perfect.
Say
and
hello.
Julian, and I just wanted to jump in for a second and let people know, because, you know, we didn't even touch on it today, but that you work with people on relationships, you know, if they're getting married on the right day. You work with people if they're moving into a new office on the right office number, on the phone number, if you're buying a house. That there are so many ways that you can help people be able to make their lives easier, more successful, open doorways, open pathways. And so before you take the next step into your life, I just learn your PIN number. Learn the numbers that resonate with you, with your success, with your life, with the next level of consciousness, where you're going, your future, your destiny, your vision. I mean, there is nobody out there that is as wonderful as you, Julian, and I'm just always such an honor and such a privilege to have you on these shows and to talk to you. You're just astounding. So thank you.
Thank you, darling, and blessings to you and to the audience and to everyone. And pray and meditate and be mindful and share your passion with others. It's all about that, and just love.
Ooh, I love that. All you need is love. So for Julian Michael and for myself, Nicole Brandon, we are wishing you a happy life, a joyful life, a life where all your visions and dreams come true. And may your PIN number be the number of your heart, of your success, of your light, and of your life. And may it radiate throughout the world. And we look forward to seeing you here next week on Passionate Living.